Hello, hello. Thanks for listening Ozone on Z Digital. Today we've got a very special guest, local musician, very talented, beautiful lady, Fielding.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you too. How are you today?
I'm doing good, yep.
We are so happy that we discovered you through Joe, and Jojo is here. Hello, Joe.
Hello, hello.
We are going to talk to Fielding about new album, Best Wife, that was released on the 15th of September.
Yep, very new, about 2 weeks now.
How does it feel to have your debut album officially released?
It's great. It's like a relief. I was working on it for a very long time, and it's an achievement that I'm proud of. I'm excited about everything that's happening with getting it noticed and getting it promoted.
Awesome.
So how many tracks are on that album, and what can you tell us about it?
There's about 12 tracks, 12, yeah, and each one is a different narrative, usually about a woman. Sometimes they're about a woman from history, like Jackie Kennedy or Courtney Love, and then sometimes it's about a family member or a woman that I know who I look up to or who's influenced me, like a friend of mine or my nana. And then sometimes it's a totally fictional story, like Newspaper Man or Deborah May or Matilda, where it's just me trying to write a good song with a good story behind it.
That's really interesting.
So tell us, how do you do that? What's your process? So you write, you compose?
Yep. I'll usually come up with some kind of a melody first, and then try to, or an idea of like the first line, and I try to build that into like a full song. And sometimes it'll take a couple of weeks of singing it back to myself, or sometimes I'll get it down in one day and I'll have to furiously write down the lyrics and change them as I go. Like Matilda, I changed the lyrics probably 3 times before I then go onto the piano, because that's what I learned how to. I learned piano for 7 years, so I go into the piano and figure out what the chords are and write it all out, and I'll either practice that a lot if I feel like it suits piano best, or I'll then move into the computer and start turning it into a production.
So do you always do a big research for all your songs? Do you plan what are the stories going to be behind?
Sometimes, definitely for JFK and for Courtney Love and for Joan of Arc, I really did heaps of research to find out what all the details were and what different things I could pick up on and use in the lyrics, and what different images I could make or points I could make or similarities that I could pull. That you've got to be able to find that kind of piece of truth that you can connect to your own life and that you emotionally understand. So the research is really important for that. You have to know as much as possible.
And does it help when you are also a visual artist and when you're a production designer? It all helps you?
Yeah, seeing the images, like finding pictures that I like of the character, and helping me get what I can see in my head onto the page is, yeah, really helpful, because then you can kind of piece together the story better as well, and you can see how it should sound as well. If you know like about synesthesia and like seeing colors and stuff, sometimes I do that. So it's very helpful to have visuals and to figure out what the colors are going to be.
And not to mention talking about Lana Del Rey and her music and her kind of slow downbeat pop and how that has influenced you.
Yeah, definitely. It's an unavoidable influence. Yep. I think a lot of pop these days is influenced by that slow, heavy style.
Yeah. Her music is quite heavy and but strong and powerful as well.
Yeah, she's going for the drama, and I love to go for the drama. So, yeah, it's always there.
Would you like to share that story with our listeners about JFK? It was so interesting.
Oh, thank you. That's originally a Lana Del Rey song, and I wanted to change the lyrics to be more about JFK, but in my research, I just kind of fell in love with the story of Jackie Kennedy. She's this like really iconic woman. She's like the most iconic first lady, and she had to deal with her grief on this public stage, and she did it with so much composure. After one moment of crisis where she tried to climb out of the car, she spent like the rest of the day and the rest of the next couple of days wearing the clothes that had his blood on it, and it just like she had so much composure, and she refused to let go of things, and she just like honoured her family so much and honoured her country so much in everything that she did. And I just think she's a really noble, effeminate role model to have. And so I just really wanted to write about her in that song.
Wow, makes me want to see the movie. You're explaining it so well.
Oh, thank you. I still haven't seen that Jackie movie they made with Natalie Portman. That'll be good.
And then there was another one you were telling us in our longer interview about Lolita reference.
In Deborah May, there's a little bit of reference to that. The original woman that the character of Lolita was based on, this is what I've heard, is that she was based on a girl called Lita Gray, who was married to Charlie Chaplin at the age of 16 at the behest of her mother. Her mother kind of pushed her into this relationship, and her mother was always present. She insisted on living with them and, like, taking care of the house for them because she didn't think she was old enough or something. And that was one of the reasons they divorced, was because Charlie Chaplin hated her. But it was just that old classic, like, this dark undertone of, like, an iconic period of history and an iconic man that you wouldn't see, that there's someone behind there who's kind of suffering. It's kind of disturbing, but it's also kind of, you can see that from their perspective it may be a glamorous thing. And, you know, you may, yeah, there's lots of different ways to see it, so that's a good story to pull apart.
It's interesting how you take a closer look at these kind of female icons and figures that we have today in society.
That's kind of what I wanted to do with the whole album. I just wanted to explore all these themes through the frame of fiction and also from the frame of true stories. And I'm really fascinated with what our relationship is to marriage, especially in the modern age. It was really interesting for me.
And the story behind Newspaper Man is so interesting as well. I'd like to share that.
It's so hard to tell quickly, but
yeah. So interesting about Sugar Babes.
Yeah, I mean, Sugar Babies is kind of like, it's really interesting how that's kind of sprung up. There's pockets of the internet where it's a huge thing, but you get this sense that there's certain parts of society where women feel like it's their only option and the only way to climb social ladders, or it's the only way to make money or anything like that. So I was just kind of exploring that theme and got into this, like, made up this narrative around that theme of this girl who becomes a sugar baby for this guy who runs a newspaper. And, you know, she insists that, you know, she enjoys the social status and she enjoys his company and she enjoys going to fancy restaurants with him, and ends up sabotaging his newspaper. And that was her plan all along. And it's kind of a statement about traditional media versus the new media, and, like, youth versus ageism, and all of those things wrapped into this one kind of powerful emotional story. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ambitious, I guess.
So many stories and so much to discover with this debut album of yours.
Yeah, hopefully that's something that people can enjoy doing, is kind of looking into the stories themselves and trying to figure out what they can pull from it. And, yeah.
And I think the cover art of the album gives us a few hints.
Yeah, there's hints.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like clues, and we have to kind of figure it out. Because if you take a look at the cover art, which is absolutely, like, a beautiful collage, and we have Fielding in the middle in the best wife.
Yeah, with that fake tattoo across my chest.
And we have kind of this collage with all these different female figures, and some we have to look closer or to identify, you know, who is who. So.
Yeah, there's all kinds of women on there. We've got, you know, Joan of Arc as a statue on there. Yep. We've got Jackie Kennedy. We've got some biker girls. We've got a child bride. We've got Jennifer Lawrence tripping before she gets her Oscar. Just kind of like things that I used when I was making the collages, and the images that I used to explore these themes myself.
Yeah.
Very powerful, very beautiful collage. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
And the photo of that gothic bride. Very dramatic, but love it.
It is very dramatic. I like to go for the drama. But yeah, you can find that on my Facebook page.
Yeah. And can you tell our listeners what's your Facebook page and your SoundCloud?
It's if you type in at Phoebe Fielding XO, then you'll find it. I'm also on SoundCloud as Fielding, Fielding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do have a YouTube channel as well, but it's kind of hard to find, so it's easier to go through the Facebook page.
An email address, just in case if someone wants to contact you?
I'm pretty sure it's phoebefieldingx@gmail.com. Yes, my real name is Phoebe, if you couldn't guess, but my artist name is Fielding.
Can we ask why Fielding?
I was originally going to be Phoebe Fielding, and I think they rhyme really well. And I don't know, it's good to have a name that rhymes with your real name, because then you can respond to it easily. Yep. And I also think it's kind of an analogy about like baseball. So I've got in my cover art, you can see I have an earring that is a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of about like asking questions, and like when you're on the field, you're just trying to catch the ball, and you're just trying to, I don't know, something about baseball, but it's also about fielding questions. Like, I have so many questions to ask, and I'm trying to answer them with my music.
So you don't like baseball? Or
I don't know enough about it. I like it. It's cool. I like baseball bats. I don't know. I like the imagery of it. Yeah.
So Fielding's new album is out. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It came out on the 15th of September. And I did recite you the right email address before.
Brilliant, brilliant.
I was just checking that.
And any gigs coming up?
Not yet, but I'm open to do anything. Yeah.
Okay. And what's that interview you
I'll be featuring in Happy Mag for the next 2 weeks with some banners and some interviews as well.
Can we find that on Facebook?
I'll definitely share that on Facebook
when
it happens.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cool.
Is it online magazine or printed?
It's an online magazine. Mm. Yeah. But it's pretty exciting.
Yes,
exciting stuff. Keep an eye on Fielding for some awesome things.
Yes.
And because the year's wrapping up and slowly, slowly we'll get there.
Slowly, slowly. As the album gets, there's a new song coming out every week, and they'll be shared on the Facebook page, and then I'll also continue on with new songs after that.
Who knows what will happen by next year?
Anything could.
Yeah.
Hello there.
We've got one song.
Yes, this song is called Matilda. It's just a little love story inspired by Matilda gas stations, because I think they're romantic.
Thank you so much. And time to wrap up.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you to all the listeners. And thanks, Fielding, for joining us today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear Matilda by Take it away. Fielding.
Keeps going back to the Matilda where we met. I know you don't believe it, but I still have no regrets. And the hurricane was coming, but we were dancing in the street. We're gonna change the world if we can only find our feet. To the station, I didn't want to say goodbye. You said you saw a lighthouse when you looked me in the eyes. And I've never been an angel, I didn't mean to bring you down. I didn't blame myself, I blame this whole forgotten town. I love you, don't you know it? I love you, but will that end? I'm not trying to turn your life around. I'm trying to get out of the fish tank in my hand. You're not trying to hurt me with this sound, but that's what you're doing with every bit of thing you say.